This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ford at the plate, and Rafael launches a fly ball to left field. Carlson does not have a play. Two-run home run, Rafaela. Red Sox take the lead in the ninth. He made up for it.
I was so disgusted, Jeremy, at that point, I got up and went and washed dishes. I did.
It's frustrating.
That's when I'm done washing dishes.
Well, like I keep saying, like wins and losses really don't matter now, but you don't like to see that.
Nope.
You know, it's
when you have a win.
Yeah.
It matters. You had the win.
You've been winning the entire game. Aiken comes in. You get a guy on base, and then like, what do we always talk about? Blooping a blast, and things clearly change. So
the guy that gave you the win ends up beating you with a two-run home run because he clearly misplayed that fly ball in the left center field.
No question. There was no talk. Was there no talking between the two fielders there? Like the ball just stops right there at the wall.
And it was funny. Was it didn't bounce. It just.
Yeah.
Got stuck wedged right there in the between the wall and the field. What do you think about Keegan Aiken?
I mean, I'm not going to judge him by this. I mean, he's necessary because that's a bad bullpen, and I think you need him right now. I don't know what else to say about him. It's certainly not the strong suit of this team. And I think that's what's got to be addressed in the offseason more than anything else.
Yeah, I think I don't want him as a closer. Like when you have him in the role that you've had him, even in high leverage situations, I think you need to, especially for next year's team, you need to find an established guy and not just plug and play. You got to go out and find a closer and somebody that you trust. And as it was pointed out yesterday, we don't know if Felix Bautista is ever going to pitch again. I mean, this
shoulder,
it's a nasty,
don't know.
Nasty couple of injuries to go through, and it's got to be so defeating for him. But I mean, Keegan Aiken has been really, really good in his role, and then all of a sudden, you're like, man, you're one of the few guys we can rely on, and then you see what happens last night.
I don't think they want him to be the closer right now.
No.
It's just they don't have any other choices right now.
You're trying to weigh, what, five bullpen pieces? Of course it's going to mess everything up.
Yeah.
And then you lose your closer to an injury. That makes six.
Palmer says it all the time. The more you go to the bullpen in one game, the more chances you have to screw it up. Because everybody has to be on their game.
Yes. That's absolutely true.
You can go to one or two, chances aren't as bad. But if you had to go to four of them in a close game, that means all four of those guys tonight have to be able to bring their stuff.
Yeah. What do you think about the bullpen as a project for the offseason, though?
I have faith in them.
Yeah.
They've done it before.
In who? In the front office or the bullpen? Yeah.
Yeah. No, not the guys that are there now.
That's what I mean, yeah.
I mean, I think you're going to look and see something. Like, I was saying something to Rob. Like, I would not be surprised if Chase McDermott is a big part of this bullpen next year. Unless they want to keep him in the role as a starter.
I didn't feel you on that at first. Mm-hmm. I swear to you, I did not feel you on that first. And then I started looking at his numbers thinking, he may be better served as that.
Let him come in and hump it up there for three batters, six batters, whatever he's capable of doing. We have to see what Suarez is going to be next year as well. That's another piece we haven't talked about as a long man. But realistically, you need to find your ninth inning guy. And you need to find a couple of guys that you would trust in the seventh and eighth. So I think they got to go out and sign like four bullpen pieces next year, unless they really feel like they have something in-house.
Let's go out to Rosedale to get Antonio. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Doing well. Good. How are you?
Good. Happy Friday, babe.
Happy Friday, babe.
Yeah, babe.
Yeah, babe. Will a six-man pitching rotation work for the Orioles? Have a wonderful day, guys.
Brings me to my next question.
Yes.
Do you think Sagano goes to the bullpen?
Next year?
Yeah.
No.
No, I don't. I hope not.
I don't think so.
Thanks for the memories. Move on from them.
Completely?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You won your deal. Move on from them. Thanks for the memories. You know? Yeah.
Like, the thing I would say is if you had one of your other pitchers, something happened in the offseason, mm-hmm. I'd have no problem bringing Sagano back as your fifth starter. But I really feel like this team needs to take a big step forward in free agency to kind of silence the fan base. And the fact that they made all those trades, they have to. I think we look at our everyday lineup and go, yeah, I like this piece, I like that piece. But there has to be some sort of change in there. Like expecting Tyler O'Neill to come back and not get hurt, I don't know, 17 times. Yeah. I think you're asking a lot. And he's not going to opt out of the deal he just got. So you're going to have one of these corner outfield spots you can change. You can look at your DH. You can look at, I mean, you have a lot of everyday players that you're expecting to come back. So I think they need to make a splash with one bat. And then on top of that, fill out the bullpen and maybe sign a starter. You know, we talked about Framber Valdez yesterday. He had a gem against the Rockies, but then again, it's the Rockies.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Let's go to Johnny and Dundalk. What's up, Johnny?
Guys, good morning.
Oh, well, how are you, man?
Wells coming back.
That's another one.
In 2022, did he make a couple appearances as a closer? And do you think he might be open to that?
I think he's open to that. But yes, the answer to your question is yes. But if you look at how they used him in his rehab starts, they used him as a starter. So if I have to go with that, is what their intentions are.
Very good. I appreciate it, fellas.
No problem.
Thanks, man. Thank you.
Yeah, I'd have to go with that. In fact, he was asked that question over the weekend, and he pointed out, you know, he's being stretched. So he thought starter too, but he said you never know.
Yeah, I mean, look, looking at Tyler Wells, again, I want to bring him in as a bullpen piece, but I don't know that after all this time off, I want to go, hey, here's the keys, you're a closer. Like, I almost feel like it has to be something that you're seeing. Like, when Batista was coming along, and you talked about it, the writing was on the wall when Lopez was going to be traded. Like, yeah, I think this guy has it.
Right.
We didn't feel that way about Cano after year one.
Never.
When Batista, it's like, I don't trust that guy in that role.
And I still don't, Jeremy. Yeah. I don't trust him. I don't trust him in any role right now.
Yeah, he just hasn't looked good this year. And that might be a piece that you're just moving on from, you know?
410-583-1057. Cordell Woodland joins us at 8 o'clock, but on the other side, we get stupid with Jeremy Cohen.
Yeah, a couple of things I want to talk about, one of which is the tennis altercation, to see where you guys stand on this. We want to talk about one of the most unlucky umpires that I think I've ever seen. I'll tell you what happened to him as, yeah, not well. And lastly, have you guys ever heard of Annie Knight? Because I'm going to introduce you to her and tell you a lot about her. Annie Knight is an OnlyFans star that has an outrageous sex rule for her fiance and dishes on a surprisingly good romp with an 83-year-old fan. And she also had sex with over 500 men in one single day. We talk about that next here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The fan. All right, I like to start off with one thing I wanted to bring up. Did you see, so everybody's excited about the new Avengers movie coming out, and there was something leaked out that two major superstars were fighting on set?
No.
Like there was a big altercation that went on?
Yeah.
And it turns out it was Robert Downey Jr. and Ryan Reynolds?
And it also turns out it's completely fake. They've never met each other.
Really?
Yeah.
Then why are they fighting?
It was this leaker that apparently will just go around and make up entire stories, and that one got picked up.
You mean like the guy that posted Dennis Rodman died yesterday, and then I sent it, and I'm like, let me confirm this, and then I didn't.
Yeah, I looked for that. I didn't want to call you out on that.
I sent it immediately, saying, "Hey, I think this is fake news."
I think that's an AI generated image too.
Yeah. Anyway,
everybody knows Dennis Rodman is right next to Chuck Norris.
Yeah. he can't be defeated.
They don't die.
I remember when he did that stunt show out in Vegas, and they had a bunch of celebrities, and whatever he was on, that contraption like slammed into the side of a mountain. And like knocked him unconscious. Do you remember this? Like he has lived the most interesting life when you think about who he's dated, what he's won, what he's done. He was in the NWO. Like,
yeah.
What the hell is happening here? So anyway, let's get to these stories.
Met with a dictator.
Yeah.
Friends with him.
Yeah.
That's my homie.
As soon as I saw that and I was like, oh no, did he? And there go our North Korea negotiations. All right, let's start off with this because there's video of it. And I'll retweet it at JCon Sports if you guys want to see it. An umpire. And nobody likes when this happens, right? Somebody foul tips a ball, bounces up, and it catches you right in your pills. Hits you right in the boys, and all of a sudden you're out back there trying to catch your breath, wondering if you're going to stay in the game. That happened to this poor ump. And then it happened again. And then it happened again.
Really?
He got hit in the nuts three times. And he stayed in the game. Everybody's like, this guy's just an absolute trooper. He said, I can't get over this ump's nutsack being absolutely terrorized in a Little League baseball game. He got hit in the nuts three times in one game. I mean, come the F on is what it says. And then somebody inevitably posts the George Bush thing when he was reading to the kids. And it's like, yeah. Hey, sir, the ump has just been hitting the nuts a second time. It's like unbelievable, this poor guy. But if you want to watch the video of him getting hit in the nuts, which a lot of people like, at JCon Sports.
Why did we find that so funny?
I don't know.
People always laugh.
Hitting the nuts and farting. I watched so many videos of that guy with the fake fart machine going by people, yes. Going, and just, I laugh every time. He jumps and then he just grabs it. You know, he plays it off so well. Anyway, let's get to this next story. You may have seen this. Did you see the dust up at the U.S. Open between Yelena Ostapenko?
From Latvia or something?
Yes, and yeah. Taylor Townsend. So, I played tennis in high school for 4 years. And I know a lot of people like tennis. You played it. I get tired of people talking about these unwritten rules. And
it's like baseball.
The way Yelena's saying this is that she scored a point, I guess in a key play, that hit the net
yes.
and went over. And the way Yelena's saying is that almost every tennis player will say, hey, I'm sorry about that one. You know, it sucks. Like almost like tipping your cap when you accidentally hit a guy. Mm-hmm. And afterwards, she went over and decided to basically tell Taylor Townsend how she felt about it and called her a bunch of names. Now, some people try to insinuate racism. She swears she's not racist. And even to Taylor's credit, she came up and she said, I didn't think that at all. I just think she was being a jerk. You.
In the front. She complains about everything. White, black, I don't care who she is. That's what she does. She makes so many excuses after losses. And this is just another example. Just so happened that she did it against a black woman, so they're asking, was it racist? And let me tell you something, folks. Google her. Yeah. She is a notorious bad sport.
Well, so Townsend revealed that Ostapenko told her she had no class and no education, yep, and to see what happens when we get outside the U.S. And basically, Townsend said back, be a better loser. Be a little bit more humble after taking that. Learn how to lose well. And if you expect someone to apologize and they don't, you get upset about it. That's your fault, not mine, Taylor. Townsend said after this. And again, like, I wonder what balls some people have to go up to somebody afterwards to say, hey, you should have done this. Like,
right.
All my years playing tennis, like, yeah, you hit the net and it bounces over and you're like, ah, yeah, I got a good one. But in baseball, you hit a duck snort and it goes down the line and it goes off the end of the bat and it drops in. Do you look at the pitcher and go, hey, man, I'm sorry. That one shouldn't have counted.
Yeah, no.
No, because when you hit that damn line drive and the guy catches it, he doesn't go, hey,
so
man,
be it.
I'm sorry. I was right there.
Same thing in tennis. You torch one on the line and they return it. Do they apologize for returning it?
Yeah.
No, they don't.
Yelena, stop being a jackass. Disrespectful because you lost the game. You got beat 6-1 in the second set. Yeah. But in the second set, you can beat 6-1. You don't get to complain about anything. You're shecking. Anyway, let's get to this next story. I want to introduce you guys.
In the second one?
Shit. I want to introduce you guys to Annie Knight. Let me turn this around. Here's Annie Knight and her, I guess, fiance? Or as I like to call him, Mr. Cuck.
Oh, he is?
Well, hold on. Let me explain this to you. Because she earns a lot of money, first off. She talks about making like $160,000, $180,000 all the way up a year. And she's made millions of dollars from being a porn star or OnlyFans model. Yeah, I'm a Call of Duty soldier. But anyway, Annie Knight, who's Australia's most sexually active woman, has revealed that she has a surprisingly conventional relationship with her fiance, Henry Brayshaw. Henry, buddy.
What?
The 27-year-old revealed that she had sex with 583 men in a single day. And they were talking about how this boosted her to make more money. Can I ask something serious? Mm-hmm. Who wants to watch that?
Watch what?
Her have sex with 583 men.
Me.
Do you?
Yeah.
That doesn't interest me
at all. If that was your woman?
No.
No, I'm not.
That's his woman, right?
Oh, I thought you meant just.
No. I mean in general.
No,
about these videos and it's like, I don't want to watch that.
I thought you meant, you know, just to see how crazy it was as a casual observer.
Like if it's something where you say, I want to see it once and see what it's like, but like.
There are guys
that are getting off to this and I don't get it. It's
but he knows it though, right?
Yeah, he knows it.
Does he watch it?
I don't know if he watches.
Okay, all right. So I mistook the question. You were right. I thought he was saying.
Watching or not.
You know it.
I wouldn't be around for that. That's like insane.
Yeah, absolutely. But again,
What was the theme song for that department store, that clothing store? Fall into the gap.
hello.
It was a gap.
Fall into the gap. Yeah.
How did they draw numbers beforehand? It's like, damn it, I got 379. I'm going to be here all day.
Let me go. Trade. I'm 17.
I understand it sounds outrageous to an outsider, Knight explained. But if I didn't have this job, then I wouldn't be going out and sleeping with other people and quit the damn job. I don't get this at all. I need to do it to make money, the Aussie said. If Henry went out and found a girl and took her home, that would be for pleasure. He's not earning money from that. That's not his job. So he is not allowed to sleep with other women unless he's getting paid to do it.
Huh.
Wow. Knight, who aspires to be married with children, is just one of several high-profile OnlyFans stars to admit their X-rated online activities don't always match up with their real lives. They're talking about Sophie Rain, who made a whopping $80 million on the site, and she's not even having sex with people, which the whole thing is just insane to me. But then she talks about a romp that she had with an 83-year-old fan.
Uh-huh.
Which, I like, should I be impressed?
With the 83-year-old fan?
Because I don't, like,
with
I can't.
Him or her?
I can barely move in my 40s. What am I going to be doing at 80 if I make it?
You don't have to worry. You ain't getting there.
Oh, okay. You mean with her or with, I don't even want to be there with her. Yeah, so she talked about having a romp with this 83-year-old guy. It was actually surprisingly good. I mean, they've got the little blue pills and everything, so it works. It's not like dust comes out or anything.
Wow.
This is so awful.
Wow. This is so awful.
What a disgusting human being. Awful, man. That's just gross. That's your world of stupid.
Okay, real quick, Jeremy, before we get to the break.
Uh-huh.
You're right. She is disgusting. We've labeled her accurately. What do you label the boyfriend, though?
Cuck.
He's disgusting, too.
Yeah. Like.
Yeah.
Well, hold on.
He's equally as disgusting.
I don't even know whether I want to call it disgusting because it's not even an open relationship. She's going, I'm getting paid to do this so I can do this as many times as I want. Right. You can't cheat on me because you're not bringing money home from it. Like, what?
Yeah.
I can't.
Thank you very much. 410-583-1057. Cordell Woodland at 8 o'clock. But on the other side, Rashee Rice suspended for the first six games of the season. Right move by. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. I just think the shade that Joe is throwing right now for Rashee Rice is disrespectful.
Drive slow, Rashee.
Joe, why are you playing this, Joe? Tell the people.
Rashee Rice likes to do a little drag racing. The idea that this guy wasn't going to get suspended, even if there was appeal. Like, this is so egregious. How can you not suspended for this?
This is one of the worst. Well, I hate saying this because there's levels of this.
There is.
Like, the other day I posted a video of people that were hurting an animal, and I said, this is the lowest of the low. Mm-hmm. And then some guy came in and corrected me. He goes, what about all the rappers out there with these illegal rappers? He meant rapers. But it's, intelligent. No, but when you look at the situation of what he actually did, how do you not have this, like, all the information is out there. How do you not have this done before the season, well before the season, to say,
because
yes, you
it wasn't,
are suspended?
It wasn't adjudicated until like last month.
Is that what it was? Okay. Yeah. So
it happened last year, but criminally, I don't think he went to court till July.
That's so crazy to me.
That's the system.
But even with it not, like as you're pointing it, doesn't the front office, Roger Goodell and the commissioner's office have the ability to do whatever they want?
Yeah, but should they? I personally think they should wait.
Okay.
And do it this way. Because I just don't like, I know it's like to be wrongly accused. It happens to people. I don't care what you think you know from the newspapers. They get crap wrong all the time. They get bad information. You wait. Well, let the system run its course. It's criminally adjudicated. Now we're going to suspend you.
And for those of you who are wondering, scratching your head, in July, Rashee Rice was sentenced to 30 days in jail and 5 years probation for his role in the multi-car crash in Dallas that left multiple people injured.
Yep.
During
the 2024 offseason, Rice pled guilty in district court to two counts of felony charges, collision, involving serious bodily injury and racing on a highway causing bodily harm. He received deferred adjudication, and the case will be dismissed if he completes the probation. I think he did. I was reading on to see if he did.
Yeah.
I thought he did, too.
I don't know. Did you guys see that one of the reporters in Cleveland asked Myles Garrett what's it like to drive 100 miles an hour? And he just looked at him like, man, come on. Are you really asking me this question? Well, you've been caught three times already.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I just don't – with what happened with Henry Ruggs, and he – by the way, he might be getting out soon. Can you imagine that guy killed his girlfriend in a car accident going 130 miles an hour and may be able to come
back? It wasn't his girlfriend. It was some random woman.
I thought it was his
girlfriend. It was a random woman and her dog.
Didn't he have a girl on his? She didn't die. The other girl.
Yeah. Some woman walking the dog died.
God.
Yeah. Still, some random woman. You just killed some random
woman. You killed
somebody. Yeah.
You killed somebody.
For who's walking her dog.
What kind of dog was it? What? I'm just getting information.
Uh huh.
Jesus. You guys are awful.
Yeah, we're awful.
See, now you guys are accusing me of something I didn't do.
Yet.
Jury?
Is this the right move by the league? Six games?
Yeah.
I think, does he deserve more?
So. Personally, I think it would have given it more. I mean, this is so serious.
I would give it more.
I would have given it more as well. I would definitely would have given
this
it more.
This is like a, to me.
How is this different than fired a gun into a crowd?
This is a year out of the league to me.
Yes.
This is what this is.
I'm not kidding. Like, how is this different? You have a 4,000-pound machine, and you injure all these people. Mm-hmm. How is it different if you fired a gun in the crowd and injured a certain number of people?
How is this not work? Like, Ezekiel Elliott got a 6-game suspension when they didn't find anything. Nothing. And they held it up.
Yes.
And it's 6 games compared to what this guy did. Yeah. He gets 6 games. I don't know what the right answer is because there's
a
no
year from the league.
There's no rhyme or reason to how they suspend these guys. Remember, before the Ray Rice incident, the longest suspension for domestic violence was 2 games.
Yeah.
And that was because the guy was a repeat offender.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, I mean this. I think they should do something and make an example of somebody with these excessive speed car things. Because people have been killed. One of the guys in the Cowboy killed a teammate. Yeah. You remember? We just mentioned, obviously, Rashee Rice. We have others. Miles Garrett has wrecked numerous cars, just did it again.
Leonard Little killed a woman in a drunk driving incident. Yep. And then,
so, I mean,
didn't he have 2 incidents?
Yeah, because he got pulled over for speeding and drunk driving after. I mean,
they have too much money. They buy these incredible cars, and they want to play with them and do 130 miles an hour, which you can't handle.
God, do you realize how many of those are? Dante Stallworth. Dante Stallworth killed somebody.
Yeah.
We signed him after that, didn't we?
Yes. Yeah. He paid the family off. And. But I mean, if you were banned from football, period, for doing this, I bet you'd stop. You're making millions and millions of dollars a year. All you can't do is obvious you can't kill, but you can't do this either. You can't drive at 120 miles an hour because people die. It's the number one cause of deaths on the road is speed. And these guys do it all the time. Dude, and this is what you know about.
I see on 695 all the time these guys darting in and out of traffic, and not in bikes, in vehicles. Yeah. I mean, squeezing in. I'm like, that car doesn't turn like a snake. You know what I mean?
You're not that good a driver.
I saw a car yesterday. I mean?
You're doing 100 miles an hour in this car that's not, it's a piece of crap, and you don't really know how to drive.
You know, it's funny you say that because I know why you're saying that with the defensive driving classes that we had to go through.
Yeah.
But those are the people who don't drive like that. The ones who've been through those classes.
Yeah. It's funny you say that. That was my favorite part of the police academy. People always think it's a shooting.
I love defensive driving.
The driving was fantastic. They had us going as fast. You get the car, because it before, there were no anti-lock brakes either. One of the drills I loved is you would get the car up to whatever speed you could possibly get it up to, and there were cones at the end, and the instructor was in the passenger seat, and at the last second, he yelled left or right.
Yeah.
And what you had to do was stab the seat. You had to slam the brake. The car, turn the wheel, whatever way he said, and then release the brake. The car would literally jump. You slam the brake, turn the wheel, release the brake. The car would go, whoop, bink, and fly into that lane, and you continue at that speed. It was fantastic.
Yeah. I love the, when you had to put it in reverse at high speed.
And to go through the cones.
I love that drill.
You know what the most impressive was? I went to the Secret Service training center. I mean, I didn't go through. I was a guest.
Are you supposed to tell us, or is it a secret?
It was a secret.
Okay.
I revealed it. I was the passenger, and one of the agents he was going, I kid you not, like 60 miles an hour in reverse between cones and didn't hit one.
How do people do that? Like, I was just watching a movie where Eeny Meeny, which is a fun, just ridiculous movie on, I think, Hulu. But the girl's driving in reverse, like, so freaking fast. Like, every time I go in reverse and it picks up just a little bit of speed, it takes one little thing to tweak and then the whole thing to be done.
That's because you're doing different things when you go in reverse.
Oh.
You're talking about different things. This is not what we're talking about.
My cowgirl?
I always had to bring it to a different topic right now. Happy birthday to my man Dallas Madden. He turns 12 years old today, first day of middle school. Dallas, show your dad around, man. Happy birthday to you. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan on this Thursday in Baltimore and surrounding areas. Cordell Woodland will join us at 8 o'clock to talk some more Ravens, but we're going to get jump started before he comes in. Now that Kyle Hamilton has his extension, who's next? Overall, has EDC proved he's one of the best GMs in the league? Once again, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sort of equated to that old game we used to play, or maybe some of us played. I don't think they play it anymore, but musical chairs, right? And, you know, we got a lot of really good players, and we're just trying to get as many guys signed as we can until we can't. That's really what it amounts to. Like I said, it's a good problem to have. I think the roster speaks for itself. But it is a challenge, and it does, keep me awake at night. I feel really, really good about this team. But I want to feel as good about the 2027 team and the 2030 team as I feel about this team.
See, Eric DaCosta's not in this to win one. He's in this to win one every year. I love it. Eric DaCosta, let me tell you something, bro. I don't care what anybody says about you. I love you, man. I do. You know why? Because year in and year out, we got a chance. You put us in position year in and year out where we have a chance. Let's take another away from John Harbaugh and his tremendous coaching staff. Trust me, this is not shade thrown at Harbaugh. But sometimes, man, you just got to give guys credit where credit is due. And tell me the last time the roster did not reflect a championship-style roster. John Harbaugh is cutting people who could play on other NFL teams every year.
Yeah.
Because all he can keep is 53.
Yeah.
Is that like, listen, guys, I can only keep, there's 60 something of you that I could probably roll with, but I can only keep 53 of you. First world problems. And we criticize this dude, Eric DaCosta. How? What?
We don't.
How does this, yeah. Are you kidding me? I look at the roster every year and I just marvel at it. I'm looking at this year's draft class. Yo, you got Mike Green in the second round, you played chicken. And won.
Well, they did catch some heat for drafting him because of the off the field stuff.
I gave him some heat because of things they said.
Yeah, well, like the scratching guys off your board because of the zero tolerance policy and all.
And
that.
That's why I gave him heat. However, I also said that day I would have drafted him there too. I just wouldn't have made the zero tolerance statement in the first place. I would have drafted him. They did exactly what I would have done. Oh, he's still there? Forget him.
Yeah, I mean, look, even drafting that guy, they're still not looking like Cleveland or Cincinnati with some of the guys they've taken chances on as well. But we'll see. I mean, we'll see what he looks like because he was clearly a first-round talent. Yes. And the reason he slid is because of the off-the-field stuff.
I told you, I went on to Cleveland before the draft, and they asked me who you want. I said, Mike Green. They were like, who? This was like early on, maybe in February, right after the Super Bowl. They said, who? I said, I'm telling you, this guy's going to be the business, this, that, and the other. And once we drafted him in the second round, they called me back on. I said, you know, he slipped to the second round. And even they realized, you know, he only slipped because of what happened. That's it. But I don't know who's next, Ed.
I think it's likely.
In terms of getting signed. And I think so. I think so. But once again, Eric DaCosta makes our job so boring because we can debate, but no matter what he does, it seems like it ends up being right.
I'll take it. It's a lot more fun to talk about a winning team than a losing team. So I will take boring anytime. And they'll give you something to talk about this season. There'll be some stupid lost, you know, they'll lose to the Jets or the Browns or something like that and be like, how? How is that possible? It's like, you know, it'll be some boneheaded play or call or whatever.
I mean, the sad part is we need one of those every year.
Yeah.
It's like that ad that I read on Masson, brilliantly boring.
Right, yes.
Right. He's brilliantly boring. Just because, you know, whatever he does, we're just going to talk about it, but it doesn't matter. It's going to end up being the right thing. And I agree with you, Jeremy and Ed. I think likely is the next guy up to get us.
I mean, the guys that are in that grouping, right, that you would expect would be likely Linderbaum, Owe, right? If you were going to do something. And the fact that I don't even know that Owe's the guy. I think if he has a great year, they might kick the tires on him next year. But if he doesn't, then he's probably one of those candidates to walk, especially with the addition of Mike Green.
All right. So far, before this season started, he got just got Kyle Hamilton done, right? Who else has he done in the offseason, Joe?
We'll go even beyond extensions. So you've got extensions for Derrick Henry, Rashad Bateman, Ronnie Stanley. He signed Jair Alexander. He signed DeAndre Hopkins, drafted Malachi Starks, and drafted Mike Green.
And just extended Kyle Hamilton. Ed, what would you have done differently?
I don't know, actually. I mean, I really don't know. Nothing.
Oh, boy. Trade for Michael Parsons.
There you go. Trade for Michael Parsons.
No.
The other thing you did wrong. Because I'm with you on that. I don't want Michael Parsons. I know this sounds weird because he's a premier pass rusher. I know that sounds strange. I don't want him.
Well, I don't want him because of what you're going to lose to get him.
Yes. That's the only reason. Not because
of him. Not even in the trade. Like, because that guy wants to be paid.
Yes.
So if you're paying him like a premier player, you got to be ready to say, okay, well, we're going to lose him. We're going to lose him. We're going to lose him.
It's not the play I don't want. Yeah. It's the business around it that I don't want. You know, is he where you are right now? See, Micah Parsons can go to a bad team and make them very, very good. But look at where the Ravens are. How much better can he make them? I don't think he can make them that much better. I think they're already there. So you add him, it's like, you know, adding a drop of water in a lake.
Yeah,
that's all it is. I just don't think.
He would be amazing here. There's no question.
He would.
But it's
just
a matter of, you know, what do you have to lose on the other side of it? And then, oh, by the way, what you're giving up in the trade, too.
And we all know what the Ravens love.
Yep.
In April.
Draft picks.
Yeah. Speaking of Micah Parsons, does Micah Parsons divorce the Dallas Cowboys vice versa?
No.
Is that a divorce?
I don't think so. I think Jerry Jones eventually caves.
Do you think get Jerry Jones franchise
tags? He's the last one,
him?
Isn't he? He's like of the big names?
Yeah.
Is it a tag involved in this, or is that actual extension involved in this?
I mean, they're going to tag him either way, but yeah. I think eventually he gets his extension.
See, I think the tag comes before the extension. I think that's probably
he's not leaving.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
Michael Parsons strikes me as one of those guys. You want to tag me? Okay, I ain't signing. You know, I mean, it's just fine because what you have to pay me the next 2 years in tagging me is market value anyway,
mm-hmm.
And I'll just take the two franchise tags. Yeah. I think if he tags Micah Parsons, I just got a feeling that that's one of them guys that might stand on business.
Of all the names we mentioned, is there anybody that we're not considering for a possible extension or something that could happen? Because like Lamar was the other one that you could extend, but again, that I don't think it's the same thing as what we're talking about here because you would just be restructuring a deal.
Well, Ed and I said, I don't know how you feel about Owe.
Yeah.
I'm not even talking to Owe.
That's what I brought up the three names.
He's way down on my list, honestly.
Yeah, I'm not talking to him. We move on. Not that I dislike him. I don't think he's a guy that is going to get any better than he is. And what he is right now is not good enough for what I want. So I just move on. I think you are who you are. The other guy that I would consider only because of what the money means is Linderbaum. I would consider probably not signing him, $20 million for a center. I don't know if that's the kind of money I want to spend.
How'd you like to be the guy in there crunching the numbers going, hey, if you do this, we probably, because I'm sure they have everything laid out. If we do this, this is the potential of what we lose.
Yeah.
What could we replace him with? If we're looking, okay, let's say you let Tyler Lindebaum walk. These are the potential free agent centers. These are the centers in the draft. Is this the route we take?
Mm-hmm.
Does that force your hand to reach for a player? Where the Ravens typically don't do that. Mm-hmm. There have been times where you're going, you kind of need this position. Yeah. So either trade up and get it or trade back if there's more value and try to get more picks and then draft a guy there. But
crunching the numbers would be a bastard, man. Jeez whiz.
Just trying to figure out what would be available and what you could get if you had to let him walk.
How smart do you have to be as your capologist?
It's incredible.
Really?
I mean, it's a lot of numbers. I mean, you have to be a math guy to figure that stuff out.
And think about it, guys. You're not just a here and now numbers guy. You are looked down the line.
You're projecting what the salary cap's going to be.
Exactly. That, to me, that's probably the tougher part of the job. Mm-hmm. Not what's going on now, but what you deem
an actuary, really.
Yeah.
That's really why, like, speaking of Ken McCusick, having him on, and even Brian McFarland
is
brilliant.
Hall. Yeah,
when you think about what he's doing, he brings something to the table that nobody else is really bringing to the table when we have him on.
But, I mean, if I was thinking of the extensions, who would be your next? Likely?
Likely's for me.
Yeah, no doubt.
I'd say we all agree on Likely.
Yeah.
Especially not having any tight ends under contract.
Yeah. Travis Jones?
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's a good one. I'm glad you brought that up because, again,
it's another name that you have to consider. And, again, when you talk about trading Parsons, it's like, are you ready to lose this piece?
And going back to Lindebaum.
Yeah.
You know, how do you give Lindebaum $20 million to play center? I can't do it. I know it's an important position, but you know what I mean?
I think Travis Jones is going to have a big season.
I think so, too. He's going to force your hand.
He is.
410-583-1057 is the number. Mitch Plasmeyer, his assistant pitching coach for the Baltimore Orioles. He will join us later on in the show in the 9 o'clock hour. But on the other side, Cordell Woodland, the man on the scene. More Ravens up next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021 and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to streeteasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.